State environmental officials say no one has stepped up to take responsibility for the cleanup costs following the crash of a World War II-era B-17 bomber at Bradley Airport. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the October 2nd crash killed seven people and also contaminated the environment.
When the plane crashed and caught fire, first responders used a firefighting foam called AFFF. It's required by the Federal Aviation Administration because it is effective at putting out aviation gas fires. But AFFF contains PFAS chemicals, and an emerging body of science indicates those compounds are associated with bad health effects on the liver and the immune system. Shannon Pochu with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says they're also costly to clean up.
The response is still being handled by DEP's Emergency Response Unit. There has not yet been a responsible party who has stepped up to take responsibility. And to date, I'm told that DEP has expended about $600,000 in emergency response costs.
A spokesperson for the Collins Foundation, which owned the aircraft, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But in an earlier statement, the foundation said it has been and remains fully cooperative with officials to determine the cause of the crash. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.